fleetingly.
Well, you swept the feet from me like a rogue, but you kept them planted here on the road. I couldn't want for looting anything, 'cause love, you're worth your weight in gold. When the cold winds have battered my soul, far out here in the wilds on our own, more divine than any cleric, your voice is where I call home. If this strength takes steps to fold, you still keep me whole. I've got a fate to change, but I need you here. And all the mistakes that I've made on this path to yours causing mine. I don't want the weight of the world in my hands, it's yours in mine. And if we don't see the morning, well, darling, you look lovely tonight. And if the road should take its toll, you may save me through. I've got a fate to change, but I need it to hear every story.
All right, everyone, that was the song Saving Throw. That is the end of our intermission, so we will get set back up to continue gameplay.
Okay, everyone, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas.
We are so back.
We are so back. This is still KHD 20. You still got an hour left of us.
Yeah.
We're going to...
40 minutes.
40 minutes, yeah, at the intermission. But yeah, we're still playing. They're going in a cave right now.
Because we're smart and educated.
No, because it's raining.
Because we're smart and educated.
It's raining. You got to get out of the
rain. Anybody else hear a train?
What?
Casey got it. Casey got my joke.
I understood.
I didn't. However, that's okay. So, you guys are going in this cave. It looked from the outside just a few feet wide, but when you go in, it opens back up into this deeper, like, cavern with, like, different tunnels going down. There's probably about 3 or 4 different, like, tunnels that just go down into the earth. What are you guys doing? It's a pretty good cave. Who all has dark vision?
Me.
Not it.
Do you have?
It's just me again.
Preza, you're the only one that sees anything that I just said.
Yes.
The other two, you guys see very dark. It's very dark and you can't feel the walls. Do you guys want to light a fire?
I can create a... We can just create a campfire?
Can you create a little fire? Can you create a little one or only a big one?
I can create a bonfire that is 5 feet wide.
That's a little big, my guy.
That's a little too big for this enclosed space.
I can try.
They're thinking about what they want to do.
We're thinking.
Lots of thinking this game.
Presday is just like standing there looking around and suddenly goes, mm-hmm. Oh, right. You can't see.
Casper's going to take his tinderbox and mm-hmm. he is going to take like a single piece of tinder. Like, by no means would it light a fire, but he's gonna flint and steel it just to get some sparks. And so when it fires for a second, he's gonna use thaumaturgy and he's gonna take the fire.
I see.
And so he's gonna take this fire and he is going to brighten it. He is gonna brighten the fire and he's gonna look at Fireball and he's gonna go, can you make this bigger? Not like Fireball big, just like torch sized so that I don't have to use my torch. Please hurry, I can only do this for about a minute.
So I can use control flame?
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna use that cantrip.
He's gonna use control flame, he's gonna take the fire, make it bigger.
Yes.
Yippee!
Yay!
You guys can now see.
Yay, we can see now. Yay!
Do you want me to describe a little bit, or like, what are you guys doing?
Casper's exploring.
You're exploring?
For as long as he's controlling flame, Casper, every once in a while, just take a fire and he'll go. And he'll kind of pass it in his hands and then he'll kind of throw it down the cave to see how it bounces.
That's really funny.
That is such a smart idea. Hopefully nothing flammable is in here.
So what you see a couple different things. You see, again, there's these tunnels that go down. You mm-hmm. see only two of them go further than like a few feet.
Mm-hmm.
One of these has, it looks very unstable. It has cracks going through the floor and the ceiling. The opening isn't very wide. You can tell, though, that it would go very far down just from the little light that you can cast with your fire down this tunnel. It does look like it could crumble at any given moment, but it does look like it goes down further. The other one is, it's wider, so it has a wider entrance. It looks much more stable, first of all. And it has little brown, little green, little purple, pinkish, all mixed in, mushrooms growing through the rock. They line the walls around this part of the entrance. They're pretty sparse, but they don't look like any mushrooms you guys have seen before.
Casper walks up to the mushroom and he goes, well, aren't you all just a little colorful bunch?
Mm-hmm.
Can I do a nature check on that one?
Sure. On the mushrooms?
On the mushies.
Yes,
go for it.
The mushies.
Plus one on intelligence. 11.
They look interesting.
They look like mushrooms.
Yeah.
They're in a mushroom shape.
They look like mushrooms that do mushroom things. Do you guys want to just like set up camp here? Do you want to go explore a little bit? What do you want to do? I'm good with whatever.
Preste is probably already trying to get her like bedroll like out and stuff.
Oh, I want to touch a mushroom.
Preste's ready for a nap.
Preste isn't doing any of this stuff. She's locked in on sleep.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, man. I kind of want to explore the cave.
Explore the cave.
If she notices you two going off, she's probably going to follow to make sure things are good, and because she can see further.
She can see further. She should probably go first.
Yes. If she notices you guys are going off.
Are you guys going to try stealth in this cave where you can't stealth because it's literally...
And I can literally see.
Casper walks down the mushroom cave, not stealthily. Casper is talking to the mushrooms and it's echoing.
Presday will follow.
Why are you stealthing?
You can't stealth.
Yeah.
You really want to.
It's that train again.
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry, I rolled a 6 on stealth anyway.
Yeah, you couldn't have stealthed anyway. That's really funny. You try, and then you, like, fall over, and everyone hears you. Okay, so are you guys going down the mushroom tunnel?
Mushroom.
You guys are so excited.
Yay.
I know some of you guys will know later. Anyway.
Oh.
No, you don't. That's why
I
gave her a look.
Oh.
They're just mushrooms.
You know what this is.
It is the mushroom I thought it was.
Yes.
They're just mushrooms,
okay,
guys.
Sure. That's what you said last time.
That was Isaac, actually.
Well, that's what...
They're just mushrooms.
Okay, anywho.
Yes.
I need some sticky fingers.
There's no sticky fingers here. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
So as you go down this mushroom tunnel, it narrows as, like, it goes deeper. Some of the parts are, you almost have to squeeze through because it gets so narrow. But you do see more mushrooms, like, on the other side. And you also see a lot more mushrooms as you're going down. It is much more dense and they're getting much bigger. Are you guys set on the mushroom path?
Preston is just following wherever they go at this point.
Casper! Are you set on mushroom path?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I figured. So as you go...
Is this the best idea?
No, it's not a bad idea. You guys have no trust. Anyway...
to be fair, the last time we met these creatures, they did not attack us.
Hey. Sorry. They're talking about lore from a different thing, guys. How dare they? How dare they mix D&D campaigns?
Oh,
anyway.
No.
As you go through this tunnel, it starts opening back up. The mushrooms here are starting to softly glow.
Can I see?
Dim.
Okay.
But Preza, you are starting to be able to see colors.
Okay.
Because you can't see colors with your dark vision.
Yeah.
So you can see the, like, greens and blue. That's how dark vision works. You only see in black and white.
That's how it works for my cat, not for normal pippos.
What?
I know specifically for my tabaxi, it's in black and white.
No, it's for every... It's dark visions? Okay.
Why is
Kennedy,
it specified Kennedy's, for the tabaxi?
Kennedy is giving me a weird look. The way dark vision works is it is a... If you have dark vision, you can only see in black and white.
That's what I thought.
Dark vision, a monster with dark vision can... The monster can't discern color in darkness, only shades of gray.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Huh, interesting.
I know my D&D, guys. So you're starting to see, like, the greens and the blues glowing from these mushrooms. And as you guys continue, you walk into a cavern.
Whoa.
It is, like, covered in mushrooms. And you see a little movement down there. You see some people walking around.
People?
Some people?
Fireball?
Vaguely. they're not, like, they're pretty short. Like, smaller than the halflings you met on your way to Haldere. And they have little mushroom heads. They're blue and green. You guys can see all of this. As they're walking about, they kinda turn and they kinda look at you. And then they kinda, like, the smaller ones kind of scurry away through a side tunnel. And then you see some taller, like, human-sized ones come over. They're just like, visitors from the surface.
They speak.
You hear it in your head.
Huh?
Ah, yes.
Casper does go, huh? That does happen.
They don't have, like, visible mouths, but you hear it echoing in your head.
Casper looks around and goes, how'd you do that?
Spores.
Oh, we're sorry to intrude. We were coming in to escape the storm.
Casper is still looking around.
That makes sense. You see some of the smaller ones kind of like looking. There's one, aww, one big one. The smaller ones are kind of like peeking around this bigger one. Kind of like, oh, we haven't seen, we haven't
Casper,
seen these people
Casper
before.
Casper looks at the little ones. He goes, can you do the spore mind trick too?
Yep.
So cute.
Oh my goodness.
You're tall.
Well, he looked down. I suppose so.
And you have a lot of hair on your face.
Well, yes.
Talking to the bearded man.
He does. Have you cut that ever?
Well, oh.
So they're in.
They're in your head.
The voices?
The voices.
No.
Not again.
Yeah, they're you can imagine that the taller mushroom figure is the one speaking, and they kind of just go, well, you're hiding from the storm. Is there anything we can help you with?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. We don't get visitors. Ever.
Is there anything we can help you with?
I don't think so. But, I mean, one of the littler ones kind of pokes out the side and goes, you can talk to the big one.
You know what?
The big one?
Yeah.
Wow. Who?
They kind of like are bouncing up and down like, oh yeah, he tells us stories about a really cool druid who helped us out a really long time ago. They're kind of all like jumping up and down, a little excited.
A druid?
Yeah.
Would it be an intrusion?
No. He doesn't get visitors very often.
Would he like visitors?
Yeah. Every time we visit him, he goes on and on and on about the surface and how he wishes that Sorrel would come back. And as this little guy is going and chippering away, you recognize the name Sorrel. You could, like, the only Sorrel you've heard of has been one of the ancient heroes. One of the trio of heroes who was a druid and did live in this area. And on, he gets lonely sometimes, but we don't like to hang out with him very often. He just tells stories all day.
I see. Presde is trying to see if this is, like, a safe situation or not.
You want to roll insight?
Sure. Yes. A 4.
You're kind of curious. You're like, you can't really tell if it's safe, per se, but you're like, huh.
The big one, right? That's what his name is. Is he fond of visitors?
Well, yeah. He hasn't gotten them in a while. We don't remember. This is the bigger mushroom person. Kind of just goes, yeah, we don't really get anyone. I mean, people stopped visiting us right around the time we moved to this cave. honestly, most of us don't remember anyone from the surface except the big one. He's the only one that really talked to outsiders.
What? All right, then let's go talk to the big one.
I guess so.
Are you going fireball?
You small mushroom child. I'm sorry, didn't catch your name. My name is Casper. Could you take us to the big one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What is your name?
Shroom.
Okay.
This small mushroom, this would be a child, is very excited. The most excitement they've probably gotten in a while. They do lead you through this space. You see a lot more mushroom-like figures kind of watching you from different tunnel entrances. You can imagine that this is not even close to the entire city that would expand underground. This is almost like the very beginning of the entrance. Shroom kind of leads you to the back of the wall and through a little tunnel. Kind of ducks down.
Shroom ducks? How tall is Shroom? If Shroom ducks, we might have a problem.
Yeah.
There is a bigger entrance right next to it.
Okay.
But Shroom did go through like a little tiny hole, and then there's a bigger hole next to it.
So I'm like six, eight.
The bigger one next to it, you would have to duck through, but you could get in.
Okay. Don't say it. Not say it, Landon.
I would never.
Smite you. Not afraid. Not afraid to smite you.
Okay.
So we walk through this door. Do we see the big one?
Yeah.
What does the big one look like? Oh, what is going on over there?
Sorry. Don't worry about it.
I'm totally on D&D Beyond right now.
Yeah, she's totally not on other stuff, guys. So, as you go through this, you see, like, it kind of opens into a small room. There's
a small room for the big one?
It's smaller than the giant cavern you were just in, yeah.
Oh, darn. I figured the big one would be bigger.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. The first thing you see isn't actually the big one.
What?
It is this flat piece of stone that almost acts like an altar. It is covered in these glowing crystals and mushrooms. It seems to have like some personal belongings on it as well. But then as you look up, you see this almost massive mushroom. Doesn't look very humanoid. It just looks like a massive mushroom. But you see like kind of eye-like structures on what you would assume to be its face. And as you walk in, you kind of feel a breeze wash over you, and you hear a voice in your head. Ah, surfacers. This is the big one. He's very big.
Casper goes,
appropriate reaction.
I have a question. If I speak a different language, would they understand what it meant to my head, or is it just what I say?
Okay, so the way this works is you can think thoughts to them. This would bypass. I think it would bypass. So you can speak normally to them.
Yay!
Goodness.
All right, so
what language are you speaking?
That is an important question.
Infernal. No.
He's
no
going
brute language.
He might speak halfling.
Okay. They'll probably understand because the way...
I have four languages and you pick the one I don't have.
The way it works is that they can kind of decipher what your thoughts are, so they'll be able to understand you, yes.
Right, so in halfling, because that's one of the more better languages that he has that isn't scarred in his mind.
Sure.
It's so what do you need from us, like help-wise?
Tell me of the surface. How are things?
Do we hear all hear that?
Yes.
It's wet right now. It's raining.
It's well. Not much event to be had or to be heard, honestly.
I burned down my village.
Do we hear that?
No.
It was an accident.
Dumb.
Then I got attacked.
Yes, we as a people have gone through our struggles. Soren actually helped move us here after our original home was turned to rubble.
Does Casper notice he's addressing Fireball?
Yeah.
What did you tell him?
Fireball's gonna look at Fireball.
I don't understand you. I'm sorry.
Gonna kick the computer down there.
Don't do it.
I'm just crazy enough.
Oh no.
Mr. Mushroom Man, with yes? Fireball's permission, would you be able to translate a little bit?
Don't tell them. I think they won't like me if they know I burned down my village. And also a forest.
Fireball was just telling me of some of his troubles in life, and I shared some of mine.
Casper's
can
gonna...
we see if this is... Can we tell if this is a lie?
Inside check.
I'm rolling an inside check.
You don't have to roll an inside check, you know.
15.
That's another 4.
I got a 9. Casper doesn't know anything.
Okay, so it feels like the truth. It feels like...
Alright.
For you two, it feels like the total truth. For you, you obviously know it's like a half truth.
Alright. Okay then. Who's this? Sorrel Thalen. Sorrel Thalen.
This is the hero.
Thalen.
You guys would have. You guys know who this was. I'm gonna give you a little lore real quick for Sorrel Thalen. You would know that Sorrel was a druid, obviously.
Whoa.
Who lived, a half-elf druid, specifically, who lived in these woods when she was a young girl. You would also know that she kind of wasn't very, until she came to, like, to her heroism, she wasn't exactly... very interactive with the local villages or cities. So she really is only known because she became a hero. You would know that she was a very big advocate for animals and what would be considered lesser races. You would also know that she was very passionate about, like, protecting the earth. That's probably, like, all you would know. You wouldn't really know what happened to her after she saved the world. No one really does know what happened to any of the heroes after they saved the world. But, you would know that she saved the world and then disappeared. But that's what you would know about Sorrel.
I know what plant you base her off of.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Because I have a different character based off of that flint.
That's crazy.
Teeth. anywho. So, I don't really know why we're here. We kind of came down here because we were seeking shelter, and now we're here. We were told that you like to tell stories, and I like to listen to stories, and I tell a lot of stories myself. But we're not entirely sure if we can help you or if you can help us, but right now we're on a quest to go find a jewelry box in some other town. I think it's called Adares. Whoa, the Spanish accent. Good Lord. But we're... It's, like, dark outside, and it's, like, midday, and that's super strange, but you probably don't know anything about that because you've been down in this cave for a long while, but, yes, and we found this man, his name is Fireball, we found him along the way, and we were attacked by this kitty with octopus legs type creature, and we're not really sure what happened after that, other than the fact that Presley and Fireball took a nap while I talked to some trees, because I'm still trying to learn all of the different types of trees and all the different types of wood so that I can be a better carpenter for Reverend.
Okay.
And speaking of recaps, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 Conway, Arkansas. This is KHD20, and you basically just heard what we're doing.
You basically heard the entire plot of everything we've done through that rant.
Yes.
The mushroom kind of...
He looks at you so serious. He expects a full answer from this.
Kind of looks and goes, well, I don't know much about the surface, you're correct, and I know trees can be very tricky. but you did mention cats with tentacles?
Oh, yeah. He pounced on Fireball, yes. And then he proceeded to attack Presday as well. But I didn't get hit because I was invisible, which is probably not fair to Presday and Fireball. But, you know, and I didn't really get to hit him either. Because he was doing this he was doing this illusion thing, and I wasn't quite sure where he was, and so I didn't really hit him either, and I was not very helpful in this fight. But the other day I hit some folks and I beat some cops. And then the zombies crumbled to ash. But then before that, with the bird people, that was mostly Presley, because it's very iffy if I can actually hit them or not.
Okay. Again, all the lore. You don't... Anyway, this mushroom guy kind of looks at you and goes, well, yes, the cats with tentacles, yes.
Do you know what that's called? Because right now it's just a kitty.
It's quite not friend-shaped after a past one.
Yes, the displacer beast can be...
The what?
Oh, rather...
He didn't say that.
Concern. Actually, that is something you could help with. It is actually living in the caves...
Wait, you mean the kitty is here?
Not here.
It's around here. Please don't tell me it's in the crumbly cave. I can't see in the dark.
I know it has a way to get in. The...
Well,
passages...
I blocked the one way that we entered with vines because they were quite nice, and I talked them into closing off the doorways for shelters and stuff.
The passage into the inner sanctum is narrow enough that the beast cannot enter our home, but we have been becoming concerned that it will eventually get hungry enough to...
Well, he does have 6 claws, so I'd imagine he'd be able to dig quite well. But, I mean, that's not really something you need to worry about unless he gets hungry enough. But
yes, these placer beasts are known for their unending appetite.
Oh,
which
I
is
feel
probably
that.
Why they attacked your group.
fireball.
Well, he attacks fireball, but that's probably because he smells that, like burnt meat.
That makes sense. They do typically go for spellcasters first.
Oh. Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's lovely. Why?
The strongest link?
Isn't it supposed to be the weakest link?
I don't know how the beast's brains work. I just know that that's the pattern.
Well, I mean, I can ask, but...
I don't think you'll get an answer.
Well, no, I won't, but I can ask.
Sure. Can I? Why don't you... Yes?
Well, I was just saying, whether... Do you know maybe where this entrance is?
In the half. Yes, so the entrance to the Displacer Beast Den, we don't know exactly where it is, but we know that it's past, where the entrance to our home is. You guys can pretty much assume he's talking about the crumbly tunnel.
Ah. Well, have you considered moving?
He kind of looks at you with his not eyes, and looks at the entrance to this room that is much too small for him to go through. I'm kind of here.
Casper looks at Preston and goes, that was a dumb question, wasn't it?
As
it's okay, we can work on that too later.
As I would, of course, let my people leave in case of immediate danger, we are kind of... Our people are kind of tied to roots, as you will.
Mycelium!
We can't exactly pick up and move. That's why Sorrel had to help us move in the first place.
And he's not here. She's not here.
No, Sorrel, we have not heard or... Have you heard anything about Sorrel?
I don't think so.
Mm, shame.
We have not.
So you want us... Should go back up there into the crumbly tunnel and fight a monster in the crumbly tunnel.
Well, you did say you wanted to help.
Yeah, you're right. Alright, let's go.
When you return, I'll give you a trinket of appreciation.
A trinket?
Yes, when you return.
Ooh, is it shiny?
He kind of, like, gestures. And the little guy jumps up onto the altar and is like, do you mean this? And he kind of like points at a dagger.
Oh.
It looks worn and a little like rough. Like you definitely have to sharpen it. But this dagger has intricate carvings around the handle. And who speaks Elvish?
I do.
I know you do.
I don't.
Okay,
I speak primordial.
Presde, you can read that on the dagger there's an engraving in Elvish that just says, in the ground we hold strong.
All right.
Don't look at me like I'm going to say something. I got to write this down.
I know.
Presde, are you willing to lead the way?
Yes, I can.
Are you coming too? Or are you staying here with the big one? Mr. Big One, do you have another name, or is it just the big one?
Well, Sorrel used to call me... Oh, what did she used to call me? It's been so long. What are you doing?
I'm just saying mushy.
Mushy?
Mushy, 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 mushy.
I was thinking, like, Mikey.
Aw, that's kind of cute.
Mikey.
Mushu.
She used to call me Mikey. What?
The face can
Oh.
All right, Mikey. Well, we'll be back. Hopefully. If we're not back, can you send this letter? He holds up a letter that it's got like a backwards R on the second R of Reverend.
Aww, that's so cute.
And he holds up this letter with like really terrible handwriting, but he tried. He's like, can you send this? And he holds it up as high as he can.
Yeah, he doesn't have hands. The little guy is still on the altar. He jumps up, grabs it, and goes, yes, we'll send it.
All right, lovely.
Good
it's
luck.
Not addressed. I still haven't learned how to do that.
Well, once again, more things to work on later.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, so we are a little short on time. So I'm going to have everyone roll a d20, please.
Okay.
I'm also going to roll one.
Can we add something to it?
No.
Oh, goodness. Hmm.
Okay, cool. Hmm? What did everyone roll?
8.
Did you also get an 8?
Yeah.
You also got an 8.
11.
Okay.
We rolled so high.
So I rolled the lowest. One second.
Yeah.
But I didn't roll that low. So one second. Okay. Casper, take 4 damage. Fireball, take 3 damage.
And
Presday, take 1. This is going to be from your fight because we do not have time for combat right now.
Oh, okay.
But I rolled the lowest, so you guys win. Do you guys want to do a dramatic retelling of how you beat the Displacer Beast?
Yeah, everybody roll a d20 again.
Oh, yeah. See who got the most hits in.
Oh, gosh.
What can we add to it? Can we add our hit DC?
Sure. Do you want me to also roll one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I got 8 again.
What's your hit?
Twenty-one.
I got an unnatural 20.
I got 7 plus 5 is 12.
I got 8 plus. Which one should I do? Should I do 4 plus 6? So I also got a 12 with 8 plus 4.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that Presde does the best. This Displacer Beast almost. Defeats you guys, but Presde gets, like, the killing blow.
Can I say what I do?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So first, I'm assuming that it's still in its displacement form.
Yes.
So what Presde does is she takes her boomerang, because she knows that that's what has the best chance of hitting it with the arc. She throws her boomerang. It hits it. It takes damage. It's no longer displacement. Now Presde can see it. She flurry of blows. She gives it the 1, 2, and she knocks it so hard. Does it have ears?
Yes.
She. It's like one of those slap competitions. She slaps it so hard in the ear that it just passes out.
Nice.
Casper is looking into the wall of whatever cavern we're in, and there's like some, it's like a crumbly cave, so there's like some water dripping down, and it's like wet in this cave because there's this huge storm outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so Casper's in the reflection trying to swing at this cat. He's like, where are you, you sneaky kitty?
Which, to be fair, Presde is the only one who can actually see.
That's really fair, yeah. Fireball, what are you doing in this epic battle?
Fireball is just trying to stab at it with a dagger.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so you guys defeat him. Good job. I'm so proud of you. As you go back to the big one, or Mikey, he looks very grateful. I know. And he gives you the dagger. I'm guessing he would probably give it to Presde. Not just because she did the best, but she's also the only one that can read it.
The only elf here.
Yeah, so he probably would like see that you're an elf and be very like
Presde
willing to give it to Presde.
Presde looks the most presentable also, yes. I would argue.
He would give it to Presde.
Casper,
so Presde, you do have her dagger. And he kind of goes and he says, please take her dagger. If you do end up finding Sorrel, tell her that she is welcome in our home anytime, please. And this is proof that you have met us.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, that is going to be wrapping up our session. Fireball, what are you doing after this?
Fireball is going to continue what he does and go from town to town and try to improve his magical abilities and try to not burn them down.
Try, the key word. You didn't burn anything down this session, though.
Mr. Fireball, before you go, just be careful, please. You already have a lot of burns. And I'm not really sure how you do it. It's quite impressive how well you cast, with only being able to say the word fireball, especially considering all the verbal components of a lot of spells. But I hope to see you later in the future with less burns. And maybe some more words in common.
Yeah.
He's gonna lean in. They'll never believe you. And he walks away.
Amazing.
Wait, do it again in the microphone.
Do it again in the microphone.
He leans in and touches Casper's shoulder. They'll never believe you. He says as he walks away.
Wait!
What
no,
a wild
wait,
way.
Percy!
To end our
wait,
session.
No! No!
Okay, so that was KHG20. You guys are listening to KHGX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. Tune in. I'm pretty sure there's a show right after us, and if there's not, there's some good music. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Times.
And thank you, Landon, for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. Go check out Landon's show. Plug it super
yes.
quickly.
Plug it super
Revelation
quick.
Revelation and Revelations, Tuesdays at 1 p.m.
Yay.
Go watch it. Or listen. Okay.